And then we all had a little house together.
That was the cutest place.
It was. I really liked that place. We need to do something like that again. Maybe when my brother comes, we'll just get like a massive place.
Yeah.
What?
I can't afford a massive place.
No, we'll figure it out. Don't worry. I'm not saying like $100. I'm talking like.
Are you my sugar daddy?
Yes. Through.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
No, I'm not one of those people that's like, hey guys, got a cabin. It's going to be $120 a person a night. Like, if I'm going
to
do that.
I'm the person to say, sure.
It's either going to be subsidized to the point where it's like less than a hostel.
But more than a brothel.
But more than less than a hostel, but more than a brothel.
I feel like a brothel would be more expensive than a hostel.
Depends on where you go.
Oh, I guess.
We are on the border of Nevada.
Where the hell have you been hiding the full bar Snickers, buddy?
My food bag.
Is it one of the double ones?
It's just like that size.
You got a regular.
The sharing size has two Snickers.
And guess what? I don't share.
Oh, not out here you don't, I bet. You know, you guys are doing some big miles, you know. That must require a lot of calories. Yeah. No, me, I'm just doing a section of the John Muir Trail. If I ever had kids, I think it'd be cool to take them backpacking.
Oh my God, yeah.
But then I'd have to have kids. Ooh, I would love to take a nephew backpacking.
Yeah.
Do you not want children?
Not right now.
In life?
I don't know. See, that's such a difficult question for me because I feel like...
Sorry.
You can only know, I don't really know for myself, you know?
Like, you only know if I don't really know.
You only know if you don't really know. I feel like I definitely don't want them now or anytime in the foreseeable future. You know, I'm 28. Ask me when I'm 34.
All right. Please leave me
know
about this.
Yeah. Is Louis calling me?
God, I haven't spoken to him
since South Lake Tahoe.
It's like, what's gonna happen?
Hey, Louis, still living in South Lake Tahoe?
Yep, I still never left.
Still living off that lottery ticket?
Mm-hmm. Hired that lawyer told me about.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she told me not to tell you about her, but... She misses you, Cody. She said she really wanted to make it work with you, but you didn't want children.
Yeah.
What's that about, Cody, eh?
Yeah, I had no idea she felt that way. I mean, our conversations were always just strictly business.
Before I hang up, Cody, you just gotta tell me. Do you want children?
I have four of them, Louis. You're the father.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
You have my attention, Rose. Oh, yes. The woman in the picture is me.
I have a question for you. What determines whether or not you wear your survivor buff?
Out here?
Yeah. When do you...
This is my nightcap.
It's your nightcap. Yeah. It's your sleeping cap.
Yeah. Sometimes I wear my winter hat, but it gets too hot, and then I can't sleep in it because then I'm like, it's too bushy and it's too hot. This is the perfect, I can cover my face if I want to, and really usually do when I sleep, because, you know, I don't get enough darkness completely under the covers.
I don't think I could tolerate that on my head all night.
It also helps with bedhead, and sometimes it hurts with bedhead.
Follow-up question. Are you guys having dandruff?
I see your segue here.
I feel like in my beard more.
Dandruff in your beard?
Yeah.
I wake up with a pillow full of dandruff.
I don't know because I sleep with this one, so.
Yeah.
You can tell me. Do I have dandruff?
Not that I've done.
Does your head itch?
Sometimes. It doesn't itch, like, often, but once it starts, like,
yeah.
It gets one spot, and I'm like, ugh.
I go to bed with super itchy head, and I wake up with snow on my pillow. I have another question. Do your mosquito bites wake you up in the middle of the night?
No. My mosquito bites, though, tend to itch for maybe 4 minutes, and then I don't feel them again.
Well, it must be nice to have superpowers.
It is.
It doesn't wake me in the middle of the night. Like, you wake up from needing to itch them?
I wake up very, like, they're, like, I feel them a lot when I wake up. And, like, just, like, nerves firing. follow-up question. Am I fucked up?
Dr. Buell, tell him what's wrong with him.
What's wrong with you?
He's got itchy bad boy legs, dandruff. And he smells.
These are symptoms.
It's like I wake up and, like, all my nerves are firing at once.
He wakes up every day like, ah!
Yeah, I wake up seizing.
All my nerves are firing at once!
Just like... Literally the description of a seizure.
Yeah. The trail we just learned that Cody has epilepsy.
Yeah, I have to get off trail. I developed epilepsy. I have to get off a trail for my dandruff. It has gotten so bad.
Just following the trail.
Debilitating.
My foot kept trying to cramp when I was swimming, though.
Oh, yeah? See, we all got problems.
We all got problems.
One of my nipples fell clean off the other day.
I was gonna say, is anyone else's dick just like shriveling up?
Does anyone else have a clit now? Sneezy? Dopey again? Humpy? What was it?
Humpy?
John?
John?
Happy? Doc, sneezy, bashful. Did I say happy? And Aaron. And it's all seven.
Happy, sleepy, dopey, grumpy, bashful, sneezy, and Doc.
Someone majored in Disney.
I'm a Disney adult.
Like, sorry, everybody. I decided to shave my face. I know you're disappointed. But I'm happy, and I'm choosing me.
I may shave, too.
I didn't even realize you were growing anything.
You know, that's the same joke everybody makes.
I truly can't even see it from here.
That's why I should just shave it.
Yeah, you should.
You're the worst.
Joe?
This is, no joke, the most facial hair I've had. I just don't grow it.
It's because you're shaggy.
Zoinks.
This is not for me. This is not my look. This is not my aesthetic.
I love your reckoning with this.
It's just not. I look at pictures of me and I go, no. No.
Not into it? What about you? Are you keeping yours?
His works with him.
I kind of want it. It is bothering me, but I feel like I want to stick it out.
I wish I could just have a picture of what it would look like if I stuck it out.
I feel like there's no other time
this
in my
life. It's giving me more of what's there.
I know, but I also know never in my life again am I gonna let it grow this much.
So is that not a reason to just stick it out?
Well, it is, so that's why I'm like fighting back and forth. But if I wasn't curious, I would shave this off right now with nail clippers.
What's is it just the look that's bothering you?
Yes, it's absolutely the look.
I don't think it was.
I look like I belong on like a quarter.
You look like you belong on a trail.
Yeah. Honestly,
but
I don't.
That's not my look.
That's not anyone's look.
But you're on
it. It is some people's look. It's not my look. I thought I was hoping to look cuter. I just look homeless.
No, you don't. You're.
I really do.
Louis, hey, come here. You don't. Honestly, I don't know you a different way.
Which is embarrassing for me. Because I can look hot. Which is why I'm having this identity crisis. I'm so vain.
He had this whole moment by the fire, and then he just burned his beard off right there.
My new trail name is like flaming.
Flamer.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Kelly Kolf and Brigham Mosley with help from Carson McCain. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by InPal Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.